78 degrees in Nashville. Mostly sunny right now, but there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, along with a high back up in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Three of the four legal challenges seeking to dissolve Tennessee's newly redrawn congressional districts have been consolidated into a single case. The Tennessee Lookout reports a federal judge has ordered the merging of separate lawsuits filed by the NAACP and the League of Women Voters, the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of Memphians, and the Tennessee Democratic Party along with Democratic candidates and voters. Chief U.S. District Judge William Campbell, who was appointed by President Trump, denied Democrats' request last week to issue a restraining order that would have blocked the maps from taking effect while the legal process plays out. Campbell will be part of a three-judge panel that hears the consolidated case on its merits. The other judges have not yet been announced. A separate case in Davidson County Chancery Court, also from the NAACP, is also still in play. A hearing for that case is set for Thursday. A security firm that provided services in downtown Nashville has been hit with a six-figure fine from the state. Solarin Risk Management was previously fined more than $60,000 over allegations that some of its agents impersonated police officers. Several sheriff's office employees were disciplined for misidentifying themselves while working security for Solarin. The company's CEO, Jack Bird, appealed the case to Tennessee's Department of Commerce and Insurance. Now it owes nearly double that amount, and the department has ordered a 30-day suspension to Solarin's license. Bird tells News Channel 5 he plans to appeal the decision in Davidson County Chancery Court. Tennessee school districts are reevaluating technology's role in the classroom. That's as a new law is set to limit the use of screens in elementary schools. One longtime example of a minimal approach to technology is the Lyndon Waldorf School in Nashville. Kids write their papers by hand and spend time gardening, knitting, and learning math and reading skills outdoors. But Stacy Bentley, a teacher at the school for 22 years, says they are not anti-tech.
These kids, they write their own music. They know how to plant food. It's a social education. But if something's just feeding them the information, they're not thinking. And it's great to push a button and learn how to be on the computer, but it's far more important to know how it works and put your own input into it.
Advocates for low-tech learning say too much screen time may be linked to a decrease in students' math and reading scores over the last decade. The new legislation takes effect during the school year that starts this fall. Schools will have flexibility in how they limit the use of electronics. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.